The Latin Grammy Awards are Thursday night in Las Vegas. Colombian artists have the most nominations, including one in the children's music category, for singer-songwriter Victoria Sur. Beto Arcos has this profile.
Minutes before she was about to board a flight from her hometown to Bogotá, Victoria Sur got an unexpected message from a dear friend.
Así que no lo creí. Yo dije, ¿es en serio? Me dijo, sí, nos vamos para Las Vegas.
I couldn't believe and I said, are you serious? She said, yes, we're going to Las Vegas. She's one of the people who encouraged me to do this record, so I got very excited. The plane took off and I couldn't talk to anyone. I cried during the entire flight.
Sur's album is titled Nanas Consentidoras, Indulgent Lullabies, inspired by her relationship with her twins, Valentina and Sebastian, now age 9. This is her 6th album, recorded with local musicians in Armenia, capital of the state of Quindío, in the heart of Colombia's coffee country.
Ya se acabó la cosecha.
Victoria Sur started singing professionally as a teen during the 90s as part of a folk music duo called Sombra y Luz, Shadow and Light. The repertoire was focused on Colombian Andean music genres such as bambuco and pasillo. The duo won a prestigious award at the Mono Núñez Music Festival in 1994.
Y duramos 10 años juntas.
We sang together for 10 years, touring in festivals across cities and towns in Colombia. We recorded 4 albums and were a part of the soundtrack of the coffee bonanza in Colombia in the 1990s.
Sur moved back to Bogotá in the mid-90s and began her career as an independent singer-songwriter. Her 2004 debut album, titled Bambuco Ácido, was received by Colombian critics and fans as a revelation. She incorporated the rhythms she performed as a teen into songs with lyrics that addressed the social reality of Colombia, including this one called Desplazados, Displaced.
Desplazados por las calles, sin rostros y sin huellas.
Sur moved back to Armenia 4 years ago. Nanas Consentidoras includes the natural textures of her hometown, birds and crickets, and the emblematic sound of the coffee region, a 12-string instrument called tiple, played by the young master musician, David Henke. Sur started working on the lullabies in 2015 when her twins were 3 years old. Later, the global pandemic helped to bring her closer to them, nurturing a deeper relationship.
Volvimos a recordar.
We started to remember many things from the moment they were born and the songs began to emerge inspired by them. When they were babies, I wanted them to go to sleep peacefully or to wake up in a sweet way. That's how the lullaby to wake up or the lullaby to sleep emerged. Sleep my boy, sleep my girl, sleep my love.
Duérmete mi niño, duérmete mi amor. Duérmete pedazo de mi corazón.
Jaime Andrés Monsalve is music director of Radio Nacional de Colombia. He's followed Victoria Sur's career from the beginning. Seeing her walk these trails that have to do with her maternity, to see herself as an artist and as a mother of Sebastián and Valentina, allows us to see how daily life is also a way to be inspired, and how motherhood also offers a space for creativity, to think about music. Monsalve says the Latin Grammy nomination comes at a crucial time for Sur's career. He hopes that the recognition catapults her around the world.
Una canción de luna para dormir. Un desayuno con avena y banano.
Sur says this is the most personal album she's ever made.
Lo único que pretendía era dejar un registro.
All I wanted was to leave an emotional, musical record of the relationship with my kids in the past 9 years, how a mother of twins relates to them through these songs, how they inspired and invited me to do this album from the things they would tell me.
Victoria Sur says she already feels like a winner with her Latin Grammy nomination. She views the recognition as a reward to the independent music scene in Colombia, a scene she's been a part of for more than 20 years. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
Un bailecito juntos abrazar.